I am now.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, we're laughing behind the camera.
Well, I'm Dr. Michelle Maras.
Oh, you're not going to tell them why? Okay, fine. Okay, I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. And why are we laughing? Because...
our title today.
Today's title is Justified. Justified Yourself. And he says, is that a song? I went, it is now.
Yeah, we just made it a song. There are a couple songs out there, but they're really something that we don't really know. But why are we doing... Well, first of all, make sure you like and share as you're commenting, because as you're commenting, then people can see what you're saying.
So. I've got, I feel good. I know that I would in the words, justified. I knew that I would. Yeah.
I know that I would now.
Okay. Anyways.
Okay. So James Brown it is.
James Brown it is.
We just made him a new song. Mm-hmm. So what's our, what is justified. Our topic about? Because I know how I want to say what our topic is about.
Should I do it the politically correct way?
Do it the politically correct way, and I'll be the mean one and do it
okay.
the wrong
way. Justified. The reason that topic came up is because whenever you have someone in your, that you meet that says, well, I don't do this because, or that hasn't happened me for me because, there's always a because and an outside source. They justify their inaction by all the other action that is happening around them.
So I'm going to justify my comment. This is about all the stupid people.
So much for trying to do it all politically correct.
I told you I was going to do it the wrong way. You know, I...
This is for all the stupid people.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? We all say there's stupid people in the world. And I do have to clarify. Because,
yes, because
the reason why I... Well, wait a minute. The reason why I say that is because I've said this before in one of the shows many, many times ago, where... We always talk about the stupid driver. The stupid driver on the road. Well, you know what? They're probably saying the same thing about you.
That's what I'm saying. The stupid people tends to be pointing. When you point out, you've got the other three pointing at you. So we all do stupid things.
So
it's part of human nature.
It's also part of perception.
Yes.
So in all honesty, it's perception. We use the term stupid because we're not necessarily calling, being mean about it. But, you know, they're not jerks or they're, you know.
It's not just, the way I would do it.
They're just stupid because they're not doing it the way I would.
The way I would do it would be because I'm awesome. I'm smart. No, it's perception. Remember, when you call someone stupid, someone else is looking at you thinking the same thing.
Probably more than likely.
Yeah.
You're probably looking at the show going, well, you're stupid, Brian. You're stupid.
Yeah, he's like, we need to talk about stupid people. I do. Huh?
Well... Here's my justification for why I wanted to talk about stupid people today, because I was in a situation here recently and somebody bought something who should, one, not be buying it. Two, they don't need it.
Should not be buying it, in your opinion. All in your opinion. Again, in your opinion.
I know, exactly.
So in other words, who's
stupid? But I sit there and I, from the logical standpoint, I look at it and I go, that's stupid.
So how many times have you been with someone or seen something? And, oh my God, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
It happens. Honestly, if you interject with people at all, or, you know, what's the word, you know,
interact
with people, you're always going to see some situation that is just stupid.
Yeah.
And I like to say it that way. Stupid.
Stupid. He usually does it that way. Stupid.
So. But it is. It's really annoying. And especially when you run across two in one day.
Mm.
You know, I had a day the other day where I ran across one, two, three stupid things.
People who don't do things the way he does them.
Exactly. Or it doesn't make logical sense. Sometimes it just doesn't make logical sense. It's like going fishing. If you're fishing for bass and you should be using a fly or something like this and you're using a hot dog.
That would be catfish.
That would be stupid.
And carp.
I mean, that might not be the best metaphor or whatever, but yeah, I mean, it's just, it's like going to play baseball and bringing a wiffle ball to a pro game. Mm. You know, it's just stupid. Why would you do something like that? And so sometimes logic just does not, logic typically plays a part in our opinion of stupid.
Okay, so... illogical.
Yeah, but stupid's an easier word.
So in your business, are there things that you do in your business that you think, dang, that's really stupid, but I'm going to keep doing it because that's what everyone else is doing?
Well, maybe sometimes stupid works.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you can up the game. Maybe you can change it. But just because something works doesn't mean you really want to do it. And when something doesn't work, like in the case when you're in your business and you're doing it like everybody else because everyone's doing it, that's kind of stupid. Always do something different.
Well, there's
things different than other people.
You totally, I'm going to take this a whole different direction now.
Okay.
I'm still going to come back.
I had to get off the word stupid because I don't like using it.
But I'm going to come back and probably use it again. But there's a book out there called the Red Ocean, Blue Ocean.
Yes.
I don't recall the author of that book, but it's amazing. And when it comes to your business, it tells you that everybody's in the red ocean because they're all feeding on each other. They're fish.
It's red for blood.
Yes, exactly. And they're feeding on each other, trying to win each other's, you know, win the other person's business. I can't think of an example right now. It's like Target trying to take over Walmart. You know, they're both basically the same thing. So they're feeding on the same clientele,
same demographic.
So if you can create something that is in a blue ocean, you're going to have bigger success and faster success because it's new and it's unique.
Okay.
That's the premise of the book from what I understand. I've never actually read it. I just know about it.
That's stupid.
It is stupid. But I have read about it. But the principle makes perfectly good sense to me. Why would you create a business that's exactly like somebody else's? It's kind of like we used to have a place here in town. Well, it's still there, actually. That was a Mexican restaurant.
Colorado Springs.
Right. But it was a Mexican restaurant. And it has been taken over like 6 different times ownership, changed names, the whole 9 yards as a Mexican restaurant. Well, if the first 5 failed, why would you want to be the 6th? Now, I will say that the 6th one has lasted quite a few years.
Good.
Okay, so it did work out. But in most cases, if you're looking at something and you're looking at putting in a business in a space where there has been failure so many times, what makes you think you can do it better?
You have to do something different.
If you're going to do the exact same.
Yeah, you'd have concept. To do something different to make it win.
Exactly. You know, so is that a dumb thing? I'll use another word. Is that a dumb thing to do? Or is it an illogical thing to do? Is it a smart thing to do because you've got a better plan?
Yeah, if you could up the game of the other ones, yes.
Up the ante?
Yeah, you have to up the ante. You've got to shift. I mean, I'm thinking like Casa Bonita up in Denver. That thing's been around for generations, and they never changed it because it became the joke. That's the whole thing. You're going to get bad food. The place
great
is
atmosphere
dirty.
With bad food.
Yeah, you're going to get a show, but it's dirty, blah, blah, blah. And then it closed down, and then someone bought, look it up, Casa Bonita.
Yeah, but it was bought by somebody who's got a very popular name.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
So this other person bought this Casa Bonita. He kept the name. They kept the name, but then they upped the game. So now you can't just show up and, you know, expect the bad food. No, now you show up, and it's top-line food. Gourmet, cleaned it up, you still get the show. So they used the name of the old business, but then said, but now we're new and different. And they've completely shifted the inside of that building. So you still have the name, you still have the outside old structure. It's still beautiful, it's still iconic, but inside you actually get what you expect, something better.
I haven't been up. Have you been up there? It sounds like you have.
No, my sister has.
Oh, your sister went?
Monique, of course.
Oh. Well, everybody always went there for the bad food.
Yeah.
But that was kind of its thing.
Now the food's impeccable. And now you have to sign up. You have to get reservations.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's always packed. It's always packed.
Well, that's the one that's got the waterfall in
there. So if you're going to take over a business and do the same business over and over and over again and watch it fail over and over, when you finally get to it, you better up the game. You better do something that the other ones have never done.
Or it's just
so that
smart.
You can fix it. Yeah. Make it better.
How many ways can I say the word?
I don't know, but it's annoying. I don't like that word.
Yeah.
But anyways, what else?
I honestly, that's kind of about it because Well, we can sit here with examples all day long.
Well, I'm thinking, so business-wise, now family-wise, relationship-wise. A lot of the times,
brother and sister.
Well, brothers and sisters, spouses, you know, that kind of thing. We look at whoever we're with and we do, oh my God, I can't believe you could do such a stupid thing. Or let's say your kids. Oh my God, I can't believe my kid could do something so stupid. Aren't I their parent? Now, if you take yourself out of being parent mode, put yourself back at their age and do, how many bazillions of stupid things did I do? Mm-hmm. And realize that they are just in their process also. You give a lot more leniency. You pull back a little bit and do, okay, I would advise not to do that, but I know you're going to do it, whatever you want to do.
Well, I mean, drinking at 14, pot at 12. I mean, there's all kinds of things. I can't speak from experience on that one, but there's lots of things that we did when we weren't supposed to do them and everything else. And that's especially us. You can go out there all day long and look at all of the TikTok and the Facebook reels and all that other kind of good stuff and see all the stuff about us, the Gen, what is it, Gen Zs? Gen X, Gen Zs?
I think it's
Gen
Z. Yeah.
I don't remember what
I am. Woman, hear me roar. I don't associate with any generation.
Well, we were, a lot of it has to do with the way that we were raised and how our parents, you know, like not wearing bicycle helmets.
That was our generation. That's just how it is.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So this generation and our generation, it seems that they learn differently. We learn from hard knocks. They learn from our hard knocks, kind of.
No, we learned from hard knocks. And then we were so crazy because we're like, we did this and we had to suffer through that. Da, da, da. We didn't want our children to suffer at all. So we created helmets to protect them. We got rid of lawn darts so they wouldn't hurt themselves.
I found some.
We don't have latchkey kids anymore. Now we have cohorts where people, the kids can be together, or that someone in the neighborhood takes care of all the kids until the parents get home. When we protected our
children. Or the big companies who have their own daycares.
Well, and then they have the after-school programs. Our generation created that because we didn't like being left alone as kids. We thought we didn't. We wanted to protect our kids. So we protect them so much. And so now they don't suffer like we did. Now they're like, well, don't I get a trophy?
Well, that's the yin and yang of everything. Yeah. I mean, I try to teach my kids with everything that you do, there's a consequence.
Life is a sine wave. It'll be good, then there's going to be bad. It happens in generations also. And that's what we're seeing right now. The overprotective parents of our generation became overprotective because we were not overprotected. So now this next generation will be not very protective.
Not very bright.
Yeah. No, not very protective. I forgot where I was going with that. I was going with that because in relationships, we get upset with our spouses and our children or whatever, our siblings, because they don't think like us. And we think they're stupid and well, that's just stupid. And then of course they get upset and they do, I'm not stupid, you're stupid. Or in our generation, I know what you are, but what am I?
Yeah. Well, I was also told you don't call somebody stupid. You tell them that they're acting stupid.
Yeah. Cause their actions.
When it comes to your parenting.
Yeah.
Their actions are stupid, not them.
Their behavior.
Which I kind of really, not kind of, I actually agree with 100%. Because
good. About time you agree with me.
Who said I was agreeing with you?
He usually says, yeah, but to everything
I haven't said that yet today, I don't think. Maybe I did.
Yet. But that's the whole thing about it is, I forgot.
The whole thing is, I forgot.
Thing is you don't call someone stupid because then you're insulting their intelligence.
Right.
And that weighs on them as time goes by. But their behavior can be changed. Who they are is very difficult to change.
Right. Well, the decision is stupid. The action is stupid, but you're not stupid is the way it should be. However, if you look at all of like the social media stuff, there's these people that are just blatant, not just the word stupid, but they insult everything. If they're being challenged in any certain way, they will fire back with an insult.
Yeah.
And I haven't understood that. It makes no sense.
It's just part of what they do.
You know, I always wonder, and there's probably some study on it. There's probably some survey the government has done. I don't know. You wrote how ugly this person was and how they're whatever. Okay. Would you say that to their face?
No.
So my curiosity is how many people that are out there would say the exact same thing that they say on social media when it's an insult.
Well, they already know that. I know that. I've seen the study. That's why social media is so agitated because people are braver behind a screen than they are in person.
Right. Well, I wouldn't want to do it because I wouldn't want my name associated. I mean, it's not like, I mean, now if I was doing an anonymous thing, maybe, but not with my name out there and my reputation and my business reputation.
Well, and maybe their reputation is attacking people and they like it. I don't know.
And there are some people who will attack you personally. I mean, I'm familiar with one of those here recently, but I know there's a lot more courage behind the keyboard, but I was always taught, I mean,
nothing in writing.
Nothing in writing. You never fight over text message. You never fight over email. You know, it's just like I wanted to send an email the other day and my wife said, take the high road. And I went back and I deleted everything.
Well, and that's my whole thing is you never write.
Because that would have been stupid.
You never write or email, text, anything when you're angry because you are writing. Well, the other person is going to read it in whatever mode they are in. There's a Keenan Peele episode. You know who those guys are.
I'm familiar with Keenan Peele.
There's a skit that they have out there, and it's an argument. It's not really an argument. So let's say you're A and I'm B. Okay. I write, hey, what's going on? He writes, nothing. You want to hang out? He says, sure. You don't sound very excited. I am. Well, this person's reading, sure, I am. And so they're like, well, if you don't want to go with me, you don't have to go. Babe, chill out. It's okay. I'm having a great time. I can't wait to be with you. Chill out? You mean chill out? I'm going to show you chill out. And so really what's happening is this person is all happy and giggly, can't wait to go out. This person's in a bad mood because he's running late. And he thinks that this other person, he's reading it in his brain tone. So you see them on the different phones and this one's laughing and this one's getting more and more upset. And then he writes, well, if you really think that way, then I'll come over there and show you. And then the guy over here says, oh, that'd be great. Thinking, great, then we can ride together. So the guy comes to the house and he's all ready to fight. This guy opens the door and says, hey, you came to pick me up? That's great. I can't wait to chill out with you. He is, That is not what he read. He was so ready to fight. So if I can find the link, I'll put it in the chat.
I actually have.
It is hilarious because it happens all the time. People read your text messages, your emails, your Facebook post in whatever mentality they are in at the moment. Mm-hmm.
And emojis don't work either.
Emojis don't work.
They do, but they don't. I mean, how do you lighten up a comment that seems snide when you're not trying to be snide? It's a tough thing to do.
Then don't be snide.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In writing, it doesn't translate well.
That's why you put sarcasm in brackets behind it.
Well, I used to put ha-ha next to it, and I had one woman just rip me apart because I said something and went ha-ha. And she says, this is not funny. And I'm like, no, I meant my comment. It was a joke, but she took me as laughing at her comment. I'm like, oh no, no. So I just stopped writing to that person's. I don't answer anything she does anymore because she reads it in an aggressive tone, and I'm very rarely ever in an aggressive tone. So, justified? Are you justified in what you do in your moments of humanity when you're quote unquote being stupid?
I think it's also part of being who you are, because you always hear this thing, be you, do you, just be you, be yourself.
I say, be the best version of you, show up as the best version.
Even as the best version of you that quantifies it a little bit better, but everything we do, we justify it in some way, shape or form, whether we're right or wrong, we still have a tendency to justify.
Well, that's why I say, be the best version of you, because you could have the worst day and show up in your worst state, or you can be having your worst day and still show up better.
This is true.
I choose to choose better.
Unless you get caught like I did.
Huh?
Many years ago, I had a meeting in the morning. It was the first thing in the morning. And you had to come in the front doors, walk down this hallway, and then turn right into the room.
Oh.
And I was in my think mode. My think mode, I probably have...
He has resting bitch face.
I wasn't going to say that, but close enough. I'm just thinking is all I'm doing. been a perfectly fine mood. I'm just thinking. Well, before I turned the corner, I forgot to turn on my smile and somebody caught me. And I'm like, he's like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, perfectly fine. Why? Because you didn't look happy when you walked around.
Just thinking.
I was literally just thinking. So it's also that perception, you know. Some people say fake it till you make it. Some people say there's all kinds of things. Is it acting? No, it's presenting the persona you need to present. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't know need to know about your personal things, which is the wonderful thing about relationships, because like you can complain at me and I can complain at you, but nobody else needs to know that we're complaining to each other.
Friendship. Friendship.
Yep.
But yeah, that's I think we've beaten this one up.
Yep. Well, the other one I think too is the our podcast isn't that bad, but when we were doing a radio show and when I watch these radio show or these TV news anchors and stuff that are on 6 hours, 8 hours a day, you know, they may not be on camera 6 or 8 hours a day, but they also have podcasts or they have radio shows. Can you imagine being that even happy person all the time?
Hi, my name's Michelle. Day. I've done that for many, 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 many months.
It's crazy. So you've got to have some kind of a thing in the background where you can kind of be crazy, mm-hmm. or silly or sad, mm-hmm. so that your public persona is different. But I'm always like this, so it doesn't matter.
I'm usually like this. So. Mm-hmm. But that's the whole thing. Justified. Do you feel justified in what you do and how your behavior is and how you act about things? And remember, before you respond, before you take action, take an assessment of what you're doing.
Count to 10.
Count to 10. And don't send that email when you're angry. You know, and basically keep yourself justified. Be your own Jiminy Cricket. You know what Jiminy Cricket is, right?
Yes, but I was thinking I just heard that one. Heard one similar to that the other day. And I don't remember what it was.
Jiminy Cricket is conscious. The mm-hmm. consciousness for, not consciousness. He was the one who told Pinocchio, that's a bad idea.
Or that's a good idea.
Yeah, the angel and the demon and the circus. Yeah. Anyways.
I think we've all heard that.
So justified. You're watching Dead Men Pearls.
We're going to cut this one short. Well, have we beat it today?
I think we've been beating. I think we're just running around circles now because he's not giggling and he's getting serious. You're serious. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. But we started off with the fact of stupid people. But nobody's really stupid because if we look at it all, it's our opinions.
Yeah, it's our opinions. And it's
they can justify their stupidity. So.
And they have their justification for what they do or what they have or whatever. It's all perception. Hmm.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Success is perception. Mm-hmm. Stupidity is a perception.
From the other person's point of view. Because well, I'm pretty sure the person who's doing that you think is stupid is doing.
Oh, I got one more can tack in here, which is very related. Calling mm-hmm. yourself stupid.
Oh.
In other words, you're writing an email or you're working on a project of some sort and you do something, and then you call yourself stupid. You look at it like you've never done that.
Why would you do that?
Because I do it all the time. Well, I was stupid.
Oh, yeah, I've heard you do that.
I do it all the time. But I've also been told that it's probably not a good thing to do for your mentality.
No, because your brain hears you. Someone's
see
listening.
See how she went serious on me?
Someone's listening. It's always you. So that's why I always watch what I say to myself and to others, because this is always listening, and it's a computer, it's tracking.
Right, but it's like lighting a match in front of a gas tank. It's not stupid until you light the match, and then you realize, well, that was stupid. And you end up in the hospital.
Days like this, I kind of wish we named this show Princess and the Redneck. Because he's just going to dunk. Crazy man.
Well, think about it. How many things do? We get in a hurry or we do something and we take action and then we look at ourselves and go, well, that was stupid.
Yeah, that was not a wise thing to do.
Not a wise choice.
See, I don't say oops. Stupid. I do. Well, that wasn't wise.
And I say oops or that was stupid. But I usually don't. I don't know. I just had people tell me you shouldn't talk to yourself like that.
I told you.
I say it out loud. You're not the only one.
But no, I've told you. I've watched you write something. Dang it, that was stupid. I do. No, just delete that. It's not that difficult. That's not stupid. It's now I would say it's stupid if you sent it to someone huge, but you haven't even sent it yet. It's still safe. Not stupid
right.
yet.
Well, it's not just emails. It's just little things. Like I said, lighting a match in front of a gas tank. Probably not a smart
thing. Or like when he's doing like his sound things and he'll plug something in and say, why isn't it working? He'll do, oh, stupid. I didn't plug it into the main board.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, or I get feedback. Well, that was stupid.
Yeah.
Because I should have known better.
Anyways,
what?
We didn't get to talk that I was at the Oscars over the weekend.
You got like 4 minutes.
I was at the Oscars.
Now you got to you can take 3 minutes and brag.
Oh, I'm not bragging. The pre-Oscar parties are phenomenal. It's something you need to at least get invited to one at least once in your lifetime. Pre-Oscar parties, the who's who, the who wanna be who, all of that is all there. The cameras were all over the place. You've got to dress to the nines because people are taking pictures of you left and right. I discovered I do not like makeup, stage makeup, but I also realized that the makeup I wear, my Stenogens, I was just talking to Kiss Me Kate. Anyways.
Plug.
She's the one who does my makeup. I buy my makeup from her. This stuff stays on really well. Granted, I'm not really wearing it today, but it stays on just as well. But anyways, Oscar parties, holy smokes. That was a lot of fun. Also very stressful because apparently Hollywood knows how to party. They have parties from 8 a.m. They break like at 4:30. So they all change clothes into gowns and they come back at 6 and it starts all over again. It doesn't end until 3 a.m. I got back to my hotel at 1 a.m. and the party was still going. A new party was going at the hotel. It was like,
sounds like my college years.
Wow, your college years. But this is heavy hors d'oeuvres, so the entire day free flowing alcohol all day. I mean, it was just a party that never ended, and you're always dressed to the nines. And then the swag bags. Oh, can I talk about my swag bag?
That, I don't care.
Okay, most of us get swag bags and we get a koozie and a little sticker and a keychain. Well, these parties, I got a swag bag and I just had the bag and didn't look into it. But I ended up getting Rodeo tequila. A bottle of Rodeo tequila. Rodeo is a new tequila company out of Los Angeles.
And in Redneck, that's Rodeo, by the way.
I know, but it's Rodeo, like Rodeo Drive. But inside of this bag, I got this rose that's a blush. It looks, I put it on my Facebook page. This amazing lipstick, I'm wearing it. And all of these big gifts and books and all these things. And I shoved all these things in my luggage when I was packing out off of Los Angeles on Monday morning. And I could smell this very distinct smell that we all know in Colorado. And I'm like, one, I don't have that. And two, why would my luggage smell like that? So I started unpacking my luggage again and I'm looking through and I'm like, swag bag. I open the swag bag and there are pouches of marijuana in my swag bag. And I'm like, oh, that would have been fun on an FAA violation on the airplane.
You didn't bring it home?
No, I didn't bring it home. I don't want to be arrested.
But why would you be arrested?
It might be legal in California. It might be legal in Colorado, but in the air, it is not legal.
There's nobody to arrest you up there.
I know, but they'll take it from my luggage and jack me up and strip search me or something. So anyways, I find these two packages of marijuana. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with these things? I mean, they're high-end packages, so I know they were expensive. Mm-hmm. And so I pull them out. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to do with these. And my luggage smelled like, so I was like trying to air up my clothes and stuff in my luggage. And I brought it down to the main desk and said, please take these. Well, and I see my partner, my perfect publishing guy, Dr. Smiley. And I said, Ken, do you know those swag bags had marijuana? And he goes, uh-huh. And I said, well, why didn't you tell me? He goes, because I never took it out of the main building. When I saw him, I took him out and left him on the table. I said, but why didn't you tell me? He is, I figured you would have smelled it or something. You would have taken it out too. And I'm like, no, I had it locked up in my luggage. I'm so glad I didn't get arrested. He just laughed. He goes, oh yeah, I could smell it. So I took it out. Like nothing. No big deal. He just took it out before he left the event, the first event. I had it in my clothes all that time. Anyways, they give great gifts at pre-Oscar parties. And a big shout out to Sharon Doyle. She did the international Women's Day gala that I went out there for Friday, and I got to sing to my first true large audience. I sang Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And Michael Ray was my pianist, so he played keyboardish behind me. And it was fabulous. I met a lot of really cool people. And
well, now that you got the connection into the music industry, is there anything exciting that came from that?
Not that I'm going to say out loud.
Oh. Well, we last talked last week's topic was get lucky.
Yeah.
So that's why I can see a smile. We got conversation to hand.
Yes, we do. So
awesome.
Anyways, thank you so much for joining us on Denim and Pearls. Please be sure to like and share this with a friend. We got kind of deep, but you got to be justified.
But we started out justify, fun.
Justify yourself. Life is like that. It's fun. It's serious. It's fun. It's goofy. It goes back. Justified. Anyways, have a great week, everybody. We hope to see you next week, Friday, on Denim and Pearls, noon Mountain Standard Time on Friday. And then if you're really adventurous, you can meet me next Friday at 10 a.m. on my Facebook pages, because I go live there and asking everyone to join the Live Unapologetic tribe.
I've been thinking about doing my own. What do you think?
Yes.
Why?
Because credibility. He was just bitching about all the stuff behind him had my name on it. So build your own credibility.
Get well, you got your own podcast. Maybe I should have my own podcast.
Maybe you should.
But maybe, we do it together. Benjamin Pearls is much more famous than I am.
And then maybe we should do this on. We should. I was actually told we should move Denim and Pearls onto TNC, the new channel, out of the Philippines. Yeah.
I don't know. Can they handle us?
Yeah, they could. I think we'd be.
I don't know.
I think we'd have a lot of fun.
I think they're different.
Especially since we'll be going to the Philippines for a gala. That's something else. Anyways, have a great week, everybody. We need to get off so I can tell him more stuff. How about that?
All right.
Okay. We'll talk to you all later.
Brian Swanson.
Dr. Michelle Maross.
Denim and Pearls.
Business Casual.
With Pearls of Wisdom.
From the Porch. Peace.
Peace.